And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in Point Loma, right next to Fisherman's Landing, and we have a great guest today. Michael Folks from Inside Sport Fishing is with us. He's going to talk about his new adventures and all kinds of great stuff. Fishing history in the making right here. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today, man. I'm so excited to talk the whole history of fishing today.
Yeah, so we're live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here in Point Loma. Michael Folks is joining us from the world headquarters of Inside Sport Fishing. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on board here. I appreciate it.
Hey, we're thrilled to have you. Of course, you've been a longtime friend and a longtime guy involved with the industry. In fact, Bob Fletcher called me this week. He said, make sure you say hi to Michael for me, because he and I used to get together with Bill Knott back in the day and hang out together. I mean, that's some history right there, Michael.
Yeah, Bill and Wynn and Dart. Bill started SAC, and Bobby took over. So, I mean, it goes back a long, long way, back to the 50s.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you were getting together with those guys back in the like early days of sport fishing, huh?
Pretty much. It was. I'll never forget. I was talking to Bill one day. I went in, sitting down in his house, and I'd had some issue with Frank, and I can't remember what it was, but it was when we did the Ultimate Challenge, and there was some issue going on with Frank, and I was just scared to death. And Bill said, listen, dude, you just walk into the den of the lion, and he's either going to eat you or you're going to walk out of there a whole person. So,
well, that pretty much summed,
Yeah, he just said there's no, you have no other choice. You just got to walk into the den of the lion. And you know, that's been true with just about everything I've ever done in my life. Is when you're up against your hardest obstacles and your biggest fears, you just got to suck it up and walk in and deal with
just
them straight up, man to man.
Just go for it.
Yeah. Cool. And that's the way we're living our lives today. There's no doubt about that for sure. So
yep.
Speaking of history, your new project is kind of what we want to talk a lot about today, and that is the history of sport fishing, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've had this dream or, I don't know, the seed of an idea in my brain for years and years and years. I mean, I did a tribute to tuna back in the '70s. I did the Ultimate Challenge with Frank, and it's always fascinated me, the history of our sport. I've always just loved holding the old rods, the old wooden rods and reels, the wooden handles, and when you touch a piece of old fishing equipment, there's so much history that just radiates off that piece of equipment. You know, it just wants to tell a story, and so I've been collecting old gear my whole life, and have put together a pretty good ensemble of Southern California sport fishing memorabilia, if you will. Nothing fancy, but just the deckhand specials, the stuff that the deckhands would have used back in the 50s, some of the stuff as early as the 30s and 40s, and all the way on through, you know, true lines and all the good stuff. And it's always been a part of my life internally. And recently I was just thinking how sad I was that I never got Bill Poole really on camera before he passed. And,
right.
You know, we've got some legends here in Southern California that really are responsible for sport fishing as the world knows it today. I mean, there's just no doubt that the history of big game fishing can be traced to Catalina Island in the late 1800s, 1886. I don't know the guy's name, but he got a fish that was over 100 pounds on rod and reel. And then 2 years later, William Holder caught 183 pound tuna on rod and reel. And, you know, 1901, I think the first marlin, and then in 2013, the first broadbill swordfish ever caught on a rod and reel. All those three species were caught right here in Southern California.
That's
so the
great.
Birth
Pretty
of
amazing.
Big game fishing, yeah, it's here. I mean,
our
they were
backyard.
Fishing fly fishing and stuff back. Yeah, exactly. It's in our backyard. It's our history. And it's so rich. And then it spins off from there and the Oppenheim family up Marin Del Rey. And then the Pools and the Frank Loprestis, you know, they basically created sport fishing as we know it.
Yeah, Don
and
Hansen,
they created
another
the long
one
range
there.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Don Hansen's another one.
Frank. Dave was over the other day, and we did a podcast, and he was telling me that Frank, when he was a little kid, would sleep under Don Hansen's feet when they were running that. Running the half-day trip. So, I mean, the families that we have available to us today to tell this story are we're not getting any younger. And I just feel like it's imperative that we tell the story of big game fishing, at least the birth of big game fishing. And then, you know, theoretically on the series, I've got a nine chapters, if you will, you guys, where we want to talk about bass. We want to talk about fly fishing. We want to talk about the evolution of rods, reels, tackle. We want to talk about the evolution of boats, fishing boats, platforms, you know, from the conversions of the old PT boats from the World War II into sport boats to what, you know, they've done in the freshwater world with boats.
Sure.
And just competition. I mean, I look at the competition, you know, that Black and Boot tournament with Jimmy Kingsmill and Lasley and Pete Grosbeck and Bad Company, that was the largest single payday in the history of sporting events.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty amazing.
And so the competition in the world of sport fishing has never really been covered in a way that I think the general public would find interest in. The Bass guys have done a phenomenal job with their stadium awards programs at night.
Yeah.
And it just, they've really upped the game, but it's never been told in a film series. And I'm watching a lot of surf movies. I love Bruce Brown. Up and spent some time with him before he passed away. And the legendary sport, the guys that have done surfing films, they just inspire me. And I think fishing needs that. I think there's a series of films that can be told with the tribute to, you know, like Ken Burns, who did baseball. He did the Civil War. He's done our park system. He does more of a very historical-based history lesson, if you will, where the guys on the surf end do it from a more passionate, personal point of view. And my goal is to blend some of the history of the sport with the passion of the sport. So we tell the story through the eyes of the men that are still alive and women that are still alive today that did it, as well as their children and grandchildren can talk about, like, I've been talking to Ingrid. I can't wait to interview her about Phil. And just, there's just a way to tell this story that I think would be not only wonderful for all of us that love to fish, but I think the general population, I think the history of sport fishing as a part of American fabric needs to be told. So I'm really excited about it. I feel like everything I've done my whole life has led us to this point.
That's the part that gets me so excited is, you know, Michael is just so incredibly talented at telling a story through video. You know, I mean, the history of inside sport fishing has been that. Like, you are so good at making somebody feel like they're there. You know, inside sport fishing is so different than other things that are of similar nature out there that when you're so talented at putting the story and editing and film all together in a package that you create what we all as fishermen feel like. And there's nobody better suited for this role. It's the truth. I can't wait. I'm so excited that you're going to tackle this project.
No, it's true. And, you know, you talk about Bruce Brown and, of course, the iconic movie Endless Summer. And, you know, we all grew up with that movie. I mean, that movie so told the story of Southern California surfing. And never really, other than what you've done in the past, has the story of Southern California sport fishing ever been told, right?
No, it hasn't. Not that I know of.
It's time.
It's time we put it together into a package that we can pass on to our children and their children. And the most important thing, Pete, and first of all, thank you, Rick. I really appreciate what you just said, because that just sent chills down my back, because you know, I've been involved in the last few years on trying to put some reservation systems together and do an app on fish reports and all this stuff that I have no idea about. I mean, I'm not
right.
I can't even get my YouTube channel squared away, you know, more or less figure out how to write code. So it's been a really tough 3 years for me being away from what I do best, and that's telling stories.
Heck yeah.
And telling stories with pictures, you know.
That's what inside sport fishing was so good at.
You're the best in the world at it. Yeah, like
for sure.
I watch an inside sport fishing film and like I feel like I was there. Like TV show, you get that feeling from? It just doesn't exist, and it's the passion that you have behind it. I'm so excited.
Well, and I've always, Rick, believed that the sport of fishing and the passion of the sport has been the star of our show. It's never been about me or a personality. I mean, hey, look at me. Jake, check it out, bro. You know, it's always been about the sport of fishing. And I think when you focus on that, the essence of the experience comes through. And if you tell it with stories and not words, people get it. They feel like they're a part of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That means a lot hearing that from you guys. Thank you, because that's been my goal since day one.
No, you know, you accomplished it, Michael. It's amazing. So the history of sport fishing. So one of the things that is key with this project that you're doing is funding, right?
Funding. Yeah. Go ahead, Pete. I'm sorry.
You got to have money to do a project like this. And you really, you know, of course, you're going to hopefully get some sponsors and stuff like that to help support it. But it takes a lot of money to put this together, right?
It does, Pete. It's a very expensive undertaking, mainly because of the process that is involved in digitizing these tens of thousands of feet of old film that I have. I've been fortunate enough over the last 30 years doing inside sport fishing to have people just come up to me out of the woodwork at Fred Hall shows or on the dock and say, look, here's a box of films that my grandfather shot of my dad when they were kids, an 8mm of fishing. You know, and Lauren Gray's daughter, Zane Gray's granddaughter, Susan, I met her, and she says, my grandfather's got reels of film in here somewhere. And we went up to their house in Sherman Oaks, and there was a two-car garage that was full, stacked, floor to ceiling of boxes and stuff. And she goes, wow. Somewhere in there is some film, you know. And
but you got to go so through all this, right?
I went through every box by box. It took me days to find them. And then she goes, there you go, you know.
Wow.
So we've got historic, one of a kind film stock that's been in my shelves, sitting on the office for years and years, decades. That is, unfortunately, the nature of film is that it turns brittle. There's a celluloid element to film, and that celluloid starts to dry out. And when that dries out, the film becomes so brittle that it's almost impossible to run through a projector.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do right now initially is to raise enough money to capture all of this film, 8 Super 8, 16, 35 millimeter, get it digitized, put it into a digital format that'll be preserved for life. And then once we do that, we'll send copies to the IGFA. We'll send copies over to the Catalina Island Museum for preservation. So these fishing entities and historical societies, if you will have this footage preserved for generations to come. Once we get that done, then my goal is to actually start production on the birth of big game fishing. And that's going to involve interviewing a lot of people and doing a lot of location shoots. But fortunately, basically, it'll all be here in Southern California. And then combining the historical footage with the interviews and a lot of the footage that I've accumulated over the years from inside sport fishing, and just tell the story of how the birth of big game fishing actually transpired here in Southern California. Trying to do it in an hour and a half, I have no idea if we can do it.
So each episode is going to be an hour and a half?
I think so, Pete. Each episode's going to be long form, so it'll be probably somewhere from, you know, around 75 to 90 minutes. But each one of these chapters could be an entire series in and of itself.
Totally.
So I'm kind of hoping that once we get the big game thing going, that it's like, oh, I can't stop now. You know, screw
the
bass.
Yeah, you got to keep rolling, man. I mean, we want more of that, for sure.
Exactly.
Man, forget that bass
exactly.
stuff, man. More of that, the big game stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, too, is a lot of people, like Michael alluded to earlier, is Michael is one of the prime collectors of antique tackle. So Michael has a really a good knowledge about this. So there's this big thing going on that I think Dave Pfeiffer started on Facebook, of the Jigs Only group. What do you think of that? I mean, I had no idea how the history of surface iron. I mean, that's just
God.
One piece of tackle, right?
That could be a whole series in itself. I mean, honest to God, the surface iron is back in the 40s and the early 50s and into the late 60s, surface iron fishing was the way to fish. The long rod, the barracuda bite, the bonita bite, the calico bite, this was all surface. We were a surface fishing industry, basically, supported by live bait. And there were, I don't know how many, I think there was like dozens, if not over 150 people making jigs, surface iron in Southern California at one time.
150?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. Wow. And Dave would know better on this, but he grew up freshwater fishing before he became president of Shimano, and collected a lot of old, decoys, fish decoys that they used freshwater fishing back in Michigan. And so he kind of was specializing in that art form of tackle back in the day. And then once we kind of started collecting together, he just focused in on long rods and surface iron, and has
so cool.
and has probably the most amazing collection. And the way he built custom boxes, he mounted all these things himself, they're breathtaking how he displays his collection. And
who'd know, right?
Yeah,
I mean, who'd know that just surface iron,
yeah.
But that's
a per Pete, you got it. Yeah, you're right.
It's just that's just one piece of tackle. I mean, you think about
all the different things that
there are involved in fishing in Southern California.
Yeah, how many things like that exist out there? That's why this story is going to be so exciting when it unfolds, because I guarantee that even Michael, who's probably one of the foremost, you could call it historian and chuckle, but he is, you know, when it comes to our kind of our culture and our world, like there's going to be things that you uncover that'll blow your mind. I'm just so excited about what's going to come to fruition when this project goes down.
Indeed.
Yeah,
well,
me too, Rick.
Yeah, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about, and we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're so stoked to have Michael in here. Boy, talk about a great guy to have some fun with, in addition to talking the history of sport fishing, just all of the travel and exciting things and a lifetime of working from, you know, working on sport boats and being in the six-pack world to today at Inside Sport Fishing. Just going to be a lot of fun and a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only is that your opportunity to talk to Michael, but also your opportunity at a great prize. How about this? At the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to get to go on a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, fish with Captain Ryan Bostian, Captain Matt Brawla on a fantastic trip on the San Diego. How cool is that?
When we get things rolling again, they'll be ready, I'm sure of that.
No doubt about it.
I know you get to go with them.
The great thing, I mean, one of the underlying, you know, things about everybody being sidelined is all that boat work and maintenance was able to happen now, so those boats are ready to roll.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego looking good, and
can
I'm
imagine
sure
how anxious the crew, Captain Ryan Bostian and the crew are ready to go?
No. I can't. So what a great prize to get a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Michael, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already packing up, but if you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
All right. Hey, Michael Folks from Inside Sport Fishing is our guest. And, Michael, we talked briefly just a minute ago about funding for this project. And basically, you're trying to get the regular guy in the sport fishing industry to help out with this project, right?
Well, yeah, Pete, I am. Originally, I went to some of the big manufacturers, and they all personally said they loved it. They were fascinated by the history of the sport and that they were really into it on a personal level, but it wasn't for them as a corporation. So it was kind of like, really? And I got that a couple of times, almost verbatim. So the sponsorship thing right now seems to be on show me, don't tell me type of deal. You know, show me what you got, and then maybe we'll get involved after the fact.
Right.
But yeah, going in and sponsoring, I know it sucks, but going in and trying to sell the idea to a hardcore OEM is hasn't been productive, to be honest with you. And it's been frustrating, but I didn't quit. And I was talking to Donna down there, Dana Wharf, and she said, why don't you try a GoFundMe campaign? I said, I don't even know what that is. She goes, well, you basically just say, here's what we're going to do, and you put it out there to the guys and see if they want us to help support the project. So we put together a GoFundMe campaign, which has been pretty darn surprisingly successful so far, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, guys think, well, you know, what's my $25 donation going to do? Well, for every dollar, it's 10 feet of film. Is all you have to think about.
That's a cool way to look at it.
So,
yeah, that's a way cool way to look at it.
It's the simplest way to explain it, that every dollar in means another 10 feet of film is going to be digitized. And we've got tens of thousands of feet that need digitizing. So initially, the guys that, you know, just go lunchbox, you know, guys that just love to fish like you and me when we were growing up, those dollars in are going to make a huge difference. And at the same time, what it's done is it's generated a lot of interest. I had a call last month from the Kettling Island Museum, and the curator over there said, I'd like to come meet with you and talk about your project. So he came over. We spent, wow, you know, this was before, you know, the lockdown, but we spent a few hours together in the office, and he was fascinated. He said, this display needs to be in the museum. And I said, I know.
Yeah.
All these mounts came from Avalon. Here's the picture below the casino where they were being skin mounted, you know.
Wow.
And have the mounts in the pictures there in Avalon. So I think the Kettling Island Museum is going to get involved in a big way.
Good.
Great.
Bless her heart, I had a call from Ingrid Poole a couple of weeks ago. And she says, Michael, I've heard about what you're doing, and I'd really like to come up and meet with you about seeing if I can help out in any way. So
that's
I
so
think
cool.
What's going to happen is that every one of us, every single one of us that loves to fish can contribute a couple of bucks and make a difference. Don't put any money in them that you can't afford to, you know, 25 bucks is a drive through, you know.
Sure.
But then I think it's also going to generate interest on a higher level from people that have the wherewithal to actually make a huge difference and want to see the history preserved.
And I think it's so cool that it's like it's you know you're doing this for us, like we're all, you know, it's kind of like,
I can't wait to see
it. Yeah, it's like rallying the troops, you know, it becomes
exactly.
A project for all of us, you know. I love
yeah.
it, you know, and like you say, if what you can afford to be without during this time is 25 bucks or 50 bucks, and then that's great, and if all of us did that, the project is funded, and then it becomes
be
part of all of our thing.
Exactly, and we're all a part of it. I kind of looked at it like the Green Bay Packers back when they started it as it's a publicly held company that the stock owners are all the guys that love to fish. I mean, that love the Packers.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like, hey, we all love to fish, but become a part of sport fishing history. Put your dollar in and say, when you're handling this, you know, showing this film to your kids or their grandkids, that you were a part of making it happen.
Right.
So
I really love it, man.
You know, that's kind of what the idea behind it was. And it's like I said, it's been very successful. And I'm so humbled by everyone that has contributed so far and continues to contribute. And we're going to make this happen. I'm going to do it one way or the other. It's either, you know, I'm going to do it no matter what. And if we can get it funded and get it done in a year or two, right on. If we can't, hey, what is that? Shot there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's the key, is that the sooner you can get the funds, the sooner you can get that digitized and get things up. And, you know, like you say, what else is really cool is by people donating to the GoFundMe campaign, they're a part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
a team member.
We have an opportunity to make sport fishing history right now.
Yes, yeah. That's cool. Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Michael, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Don? Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Michael. Michael, thank you for joining today. Had the privilege of watching lots of your Inside Sports Fishing videos and got me into long-range fishing by watching some of them. So thank
really
you very
cool,
much for
man.
That.
Cool.
Hey, my question is, you know, since I can only get one in here, on the history of sport fishing in Southern California, and I think it's a great project, what can you tell us about the Tuna Club in Avalon?
Well, the Tuna Club was formed in 1898, and it was formed basically after William catch of that 183-pound tuna. And it was formed primarily because they wanted to establish some fair practices for catching fish. Up until this point, fish had only been considered a staple, that people use it for substance. Any way you can kill a fish, kill it and eat it. You know, there was no sport involved in the fishing world at all, other than in freshwater. Back in the 1400s, the French started fly fishing, and the fly fishing freshwater stuff had been evolving way before the saltwater became prevalent. But the Tuna Club was basically formed to establish fair practices for sporting-like catches, which means, you know, you can't hand your rod off. You can't lay your rod on the reel. You can't lay your rod on the rail. And it's withheld and upheld those standards since the day it was formed. The guys that are members of the club today still have an option within the club tournaments and competition to fish with wooden rods, three 1952 reels, linen line, and they're rewarded for that those efforts. Because it, when you pick up an old piece of equipment and try to fish with it today, it's like insane. It's just insane. So,
with no drags and everything, trying to catch a tuna or something like that.
William Beauchamp in 1913 came up with the first star drag. So the first star drag was initiated in 1913. They did it with Cox and George Farnsworth, to be honest with you, and they caught a broadbill in 1913 with a prototype star drag, which was the first internal drag on any reel ever. So, you know, they have drag systems that were, you know, pinned in the 1930s and Finor two speeds. They were building internally dragged reels in the 30s. So the Tuna Club members get to fish with drags now. I don't think it's possible to fish with a leather strap and a knuckle-busting reel.
Just think about that for a second, though. The prototype, the beginning of a star drag old, you know, reel with the technology at that time, and catching a broadbill. You know, I mean, I know how much we struggled with our fish on a TAC 20, a Talica 20 with the, you know, Spectra and fluorocarbon and all those things.
Exactly.
And those guys got that done with a star drag reel in 1913.
And linen line.
Yes,
that's the other
possible?
Crazy thing. You know, I'm always kind of laughing at our good friend Dave as he sets records on linen line for beef and tuna
God.
And such like that.
Yep.
I mean, I guess part of the problem with that is trying to find the linen line that's still intact, right?
It's very hard. It's cotton, basically. It's linen, so it's a linen. You know, it's a plant-based material that wears out. It's like your T-shirts. You know, you get a lot of sun and salt and spray on that T-shirt. It's not going to last. So linen line's the same way. It's extremely difficult to find it. They haven't manufactured it for fishing for years. But JD is working with a group in Europe about possibly spinning some linen on what they call a reverse Z-spin, different than what they do for the way they make linen right now for like rugs or for they use it for saddles. So linen is available, but it's not a true cutty hook type linen that's really tightly woven specifically for fishing. So there is some linen today that's available. But finding linen, it's difficult.
It's a challenge.
To say the least.
So. Yeah.
But Don, if you're still on, I did want to say one other thing about the Tuna Club today. If you ever get an opportunity to walk into that club, it will literally take your breath away.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a great description.
It emanates. The history of sport fishing radiates in through the floors and the beams and the pilings and the walls and the ceilings of that club. I'd love to say it is the birthplace of big game fishing.
Is it open to the public?
They have opened it to the public. It can be toured through the Catalina Island Museum. You can schedule a time through the museum.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Enjoy your long range there, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on fishing-wise. We're going south. We're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, with our Baja and Mainland Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. Dana Landing is open for fuel, for takeout food. They've got those great spices and rubs from Fish Pros, fishing tackle, fishing clothing, sun masks. I know they have a big supply of sun masks and a whole lot more. See them at Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, or check danalanding.com. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Michael, good show. I'm telling you, this is all interesting stuff, because I'm part of history. I'm old enough to be part of history.
That's right. Yeah.
I know that feeling. I know it, man, I'll tell you. But, Pete, it's the same old, as far as Baja, everything's shut down. It's sad, just sad. And, man, I'm telling you, I like to go fishing, but I have never wanted to go fishing so bad as I do right now. I mean, I'm just fighting at the bit. And matter of fact, I just made arrangements with Captain Juan to go fish Bay of L.A. In mid-June. I'm going one way or another, even if I have to sneak across the border and sneak back. But I got to head down. And so I'm going to head down along with my buddy Joe and Inkyu, and we're going to head down and fish those Cabrillo down there at Bay of L.A. in June. But, talking about all that tackle and the history and the Elbow Angling Club, I remember years ago talking to some old-timers who fished that channel, Catalina Channel, for bluefin tuna, and they were saying that those tuna, remember those tuna that came up off Santa Barbara, the bluefins that were up to 700-800 pounds? Well, anyway.
The giants.
He was saying that those tuna are – in that channel, but the problem is they're deep, and but they do surface every now and then, just like on that one particular year where they came in and then they were catching those big boys. But there's a lot of history, and my dad Michael's working on that stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see his project, because I know I'll be really interested in it.
I want to mention is that Los Barriles, of course, where Palmas de Cortez, Rancho Leonero are, they have a food bank. And there's a lot of, because of nobody's fishing down there and it's a fishing community, there's a lot of people out of work and a lot of people hurting down in Los Barriles down there. And they have a food bank set up. And if you go online and you just Google Los Barriles food bank, you can find out how you can help those people down there, because hopefully we're going to get back to fishing real soon, but I know you have a close tie with a lot of the people down there, and they need some help.
Yeah, no, that's a good output there, Pete. Like you said, it's just a sad situation. They depend so much on us going down there to fish, and to help their economy. I think we're probably 80% of their economy, their economy.
If not more.
If not 90.
Yeah.
And it's a sad situation all over. So, Pete, they're talking about phases 1, 2, and 3 getting back into business. I'm announcing today, Cast Tours is open for business. We're not going to wait.
All right.
It's official.
You're ready to roll. You're ready to book trips and ready to go fishing.
Yeah. All and right. One more thing, Pete. Before I hang up, just to announce that we have canceled the Loretto Rumble. May 3rd to 7th. But we have rebooked for next year. It'll be May 2 to 6, which is a Sunday to a Thursday. And amazing. All the reservations, we had close to 20 rooms, and I think 17 of those rooms rolled their deposits over for next year. So
nice.
Got a
awesome,
good
man.
Start
good.
For
good.
That's
group,
the
yeah.
way it should be, yeah, and it's such a great trip, and that is up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, the new dates there. So if you want to grab one of those last rooms, you got a year to plan and get excited for it. Call Cass Tours. How do we get a hold of you, Cass, since you're open for business now?
Oh, yeah. We're not waiting for phase three. We're ready. 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com.
All right. Thanks, Cass, man. Saturday. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Stay safe and happy there for sure. I want to mention, too, for that Los Barriles Food Bank, easy guy to contact to help out is Eddie at Eddie Dalmau at Van Warmer Resorts. You can email him at eddie@vanwarmerresorts.com. eddie@vanwarmerresorts.com, and Eddie will help get your donations, whether it be food, money, or whatever, down to the people at Los Barriles.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Michael Foulkes and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And I got to tell you, nobody builds a better Star Drag reel than Shimano.
Oh, we were talking about that 1913 prototype. Think about that to what is the greatest single piece of casting equipment in the world, and that is a Shimano Trinidad HG.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
it. The Trinidad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it is just the state-of-the-art of state-of-the-arts when it comes to Star Drag reels. But if you want something that's not quite as expensive but is equally a great performer for the price, what is it?
Torium, man, no doubt. Torium is based on everything they learned with Trinidad, those high-efficiency gears, great free spool, great drags, very comfortable ergonomics. It's a fantastic reel at under $250 bucks that will fly line, cast a jig, fish a bait, a great, great choice and easy on the pocketbook.
Yeah, so there you have a couple of great choices. You want the ultimate? It's Trinidad HG, or you want the Torium, you save a little money, still get it at your local Shimano dealers.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hookup!
Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning already, man. Off to a great start. I love having Michael on here.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, I want to mention our Let's Talk Hookup app, of course. Adam does a great job putting the archives up and all kinds of great information on our app. Everything is there. It's free on the app. Store or Google Play Store, just search for Let's Talk Hookup. Download the app. It's take it with you anywhere you want to go. You have Let's Talk Hookup and all the different things that we're involved in, trips, everything, connections to our websites, our social media. You can even call the show on the app.
For sure, the easiest way to listen to the show, no doubt about it. It's in your pocket, push a button, the show's coming to you, whether you're listening live or you're listening to one of the archive shows on your time.
Yes, indeed. So check it out, the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's well done, and thanks to Adam Clark for all he does with that Let's Talk Hookup app. Michael, phones are packed. They want to talk to you, so we better jump into it and see what they want to say, right?
I got to tell you guys, man, your commercials are outstanding.
Thank you. Yeah, we have some great sponsors.
Every single commercial that comes up makes me want to go do it.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's what it's all about, right? Yeah. I mean, you talk about West Coast Marine, you know, Parker Boats, man. It's like time to get your boat ready to go.
Yeah.
It's just there's such a passion about it. Just wanted to say congratulations. Great job on those spots.
Thank you. We're very appreciative for our sponsors, too. You know, you've been in this game.
Oh, yeah.
You know how important the sponsors are for you. And without the sponsors, there's no game.
There's no show. Exactly.
We thank them very much for their support, especially during these challenging times, for sure. Nope. Let's go ahead and talk to these people. They're anxious, Michael.
You got it, buddy. Roy in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Roy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Mike. Hey.
Good morning,
you know, my name is Roy Blomquist. My dad started a fishing lure, an iron company, about in 1964. And I just wonder if you guys remember Ro-Ro lures.
Ro-Ro.
Ro-Ro.
Have you ever heard of that, Michael?
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
My dad and a guy across the street, Ron Johnson, my dad's name was Carl Robert Blomquist. And he started Ro-Ro lures, and they were in iron. And I remember when I was a kid, he would paint them, and I would package them, and we'd take them out to all the stores in Southern California.
Wow,
so
that's really cool.
Lures came by his name was Carl Robert Blomquist, and then Ron Johnson, and so they started Ro-Ro lures. Robert and Ron.
That's cool.
And Ron worked at an aluminum factory, and go ahead.
Is it R-O-R-O?
Yeah, Ro-Ro.
Okay.
So Ron worked at an aluminum factory, so he would have the, on the weekends, he would have the fishing lures, and I had a couple of the planks and everything that he would make them with for a lot of years. I sold them at a garage sale, stupid me. But, anyway, he would paint them, put rings on them, and sell them, and that's how it all started with irons in 1964. And then,
Was it a surface iron?
Yeah, I was curious too.
It was like a caddy.
Oh, so you got to know that Dave Pfeiffer knows about it, right?
I was going to say he probably bought some prototypes.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
a great story.
Probably. Anyway, I collected three of them, and I painted them up, and I put them in a shadow box, and I've got that shadow box in my living room right now.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Good job.
Good history.
Yeah.
There.
Hey,
thanks for the call. Appreciate
trout fishing
it.
And everything. So thank you.
Awesome, Roy. Thank you. Congrats. That's rad. Good story.
Hey, here's a fan. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. And who's that guy you got there?
Somebody named Michael Folks, you familiar?
Oh, Bart.
How are you, Mike? Good, man.
I'm good, buddy. How are you? Good hearing your voice.
You too. This is fun listening. This is a great idea, you know. I'm all behind it. And, you know, this is going to be in Long Beach this year, our 75th year. We're going to have to figure out a way to kind of co-promote these things together.
Yes, sir. Maybe we could do a sneak preview, a big premiere there. Before the show starts.
Wow.
Over at the Avalon Casino, we'll do a big film presentation over there if we get this thing rolling.
What a spot that would be, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting, Michael. Of course. Go ahead.
Well, you and your family, your dad, you know, you guys are on my hit list for people that need to be on this movie. So
yeah.
It's cool you called in. I appreciate it, Bart, and everything you've done and your family's done for the industry since before I was born. So we owe you a huge tribute of thanks.
We're all in this together, Michael. It's just a wonder. You know, we're fortunate to be involved in such an honest and direct industry. Think of all the people that we have here. Look at Pete and Rick and Doug, and I'm just, you know, you can go down the list. I wouldn't want to be doing this in any other industry, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
No, me
yeah.
neither. We're so
no
lucky
doubt.
To be involved in sport fishing.
Yes, we are.
But
for
also,
sure.
I wanted to, Pete, I always do everything. You get to know everything first. Our May dates for the Del Mar show have been canceled by the state. They're not going to allow anything to occur in May and June. So we keep trying to do this. We want to get this in. So we're jumping back. We're going to fall back. We're hoping to do something in the fall. And Mike came up with a slogan. It's called Haul in the Fall. So,
I like it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
We'll keep you posted, but you're the first to know officially what's going on there. So,
okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully, things settle down and we get back to what a new normal might be. Hopefully, we'll be able to do Haul in the Fall. But, yeah, we're very disappointed that the Rite of Spring, the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. I mean, we were fortunate to get in the Long Beach show. There's
so
no
happy.
Doubt about that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got that in. But yeah, we're missing the Del Mar show, but who knows? All in the fall.
And I just want to say, Bart, too, that a thanks that you guys were very appropriate in, but always pushing to try and make the show happen. You know, a lot of people just took the cards that they were dealt, and that's that. And, you know, obviously, if the state doesn't allow you, it is what it is. But you guys, every day, were pushing to try and make the show happen, rescheduling dates. Like, I can't imagine the logistical nightmare. It would have been so easy for you guys at the very beginning to just say, oh, that's it, and not. But you kept pushing the whole time, and I'm disappointed that it's not going to happen, but I'm very thankful that you guys pushed so hard to try and make it happen for all of us.
I really appreciate that, Rick. And, yeah, you got it. It's a logistical nightmare, but you know, we're all passionate about this stuff, and we want to promote and celebrate sport fishing. And, we'll see what happens. You know, in Sweden, they have a different model than we have. You know, they're still going to restaurants. They're still going to theaters. They're still having concerts. And their infection rate is exactly the same as ours, and their death rate is lower. So, you know, perhaps the state will change its mind as this virus evolves. Stanford's doing some research to show that it's probably much more widely out there than we ever thought it was, and perhaps the herd immunity that the governor wants is actually close to happening. So we'll see. You know, a fall is a long time away. We'll just see what happens. We're going to keep our finger on the pulse and doing what we can to have a Fred Hall show in San Diego in the fall.
Hall
sure
in the fall. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Well, hey, Bart, stay safe and happy and you know, thank you for that. We were fearful that that was, of course, going to happen. But, you know, I like the idea of you're keeping at it, and you and Mike keep working hard at it, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, Bart. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Harry? Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. I would like to tell you a little story in a second, but before I do so, I would like to have Michael contact me. I would like to preserve 1,000 feet of film because when I grew up in New Jersey, I grew up in the 40s, and my first fishing trip was to Cape May, New Jersey, where I caught a flounder. And I worked with 10 reels, and I worked with the Ocean City reels, and I have some wooden rods that I would like to contribute to your museum. Jim Boschian, Ryan's dad, unfortunately for you guys, already got my original reel, which was a brass reel with a leather strap that I used to have to press down with my thumb. That was the original drag.
That was the drag system. Yes, sir, Harry.
New Jersey was the beginning of my saltwater fishing, and actually freshwater fishing as well. But 1946 was my first fish.
Harry, wow, that's Harry, cool, could Harry. You, thank cool. you. Thank you so much, Harry. Could you make sure that you leave your contact information there with Dave
yep.
before you hang
Pete
up?
Knows how, Pete and Rick know how to reach me, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
We can hook you up with them, yeah, for sure. But that's very generous. Harry's up. Harry's donating $1,000 to preserve
no,
a thousand feet.
I think
of
he said 1,000 feet of film, didn't
Pete,
he?
Pete, yeah. It's 1,000 feet of film is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
1,000
yeah.
feet?
Yes. And, Harry, what we'll do, too, is once I get this footage digitized for you, I will return a digitized copy as well as your original to you. So you can have
wow,
the original film
cool.
back with the digitized copy, okay?
No, I don't know. I don't have film. I'm donating.
Oh.
He
would
I,
like
I
to donate money to get 1,000 feet digitized.
Yeah, I want
okay,
to.
Okay, got
wanna,
it. Or, got it.
Yeah. To preserve 1,000
feet. It's too early in the morning for me to do math.
That's really cool, Harry. All right, well, we'll put you in touch with Michael. That's a very generous donation. Thank you very much, Harry. Harry,
that's cool.
Appreciate the call.
You got it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're also going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting and a lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup coming to you live on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.